Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM, thanks to renews.co.nz.
Funky Bass.
Hello.
How you going, Sam?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You've got a beautiful yellow raincoat on that matches your yellow microphone this morning.
Yeah, and my yellow complexion from jaundice.
From what?
Jaundice, you know, when your liver stops working.
Oh, God, Sam.
Keep it light.
What are we talking about this morning?
So, keeping it light today, we're talking about Watchmen, the new HBO show, which is a continuation of the Watchmen comic books, which some of our viewers will know about and some of you won't. So, I'm going to give you a quick run through of this
cool
thing. So Watchmen is a comic book by Alan Moore, made by DC, but like not really in the DC universe, kind of.
Kind of in the universe.
1 foot in, 1 foot out of the DC universe.
Yeah, it's trying to leave its kids. keep it light. So basically, this is a universe where superheroes came about and helped the Americans win the Vietnam War and yada, 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 like that kind of stuff. And in the 1980s, it's almost World War III, basically. It's like the Cold War kind of thing is happening in this comic book. And all the superheroes are outlawed. And this guy named Ozymandias, he's the smartest man in the world and is super rich, he basically decides that he's going to release a giant squid monster on New York to unite all the countries against an alien threat to stop World War III so everyone is united.
A classic ploy.
I love the idea of a giant squid monster.
Yeah.
That's
just
great.
Everything about that.
Yeah. And basically, so the superheroes from the Watchmen go to stop him, and they're like, we're going to stop you. And he goes, this is my master plan, this giant squid monster. And they go, we're going to stop you. And he goes, you can't. I did it 2 hours ago. And that's kind of how the comic book ends. And then this TV show follows on 34 years later.
After the squid monster incident.
Does it give you a run through of that at the start? Or
no,
do you have to
know? It's all mysterious. It's all like, but it doesn't rely on that to have the story be really good in the TV show, but it is just this fun little background knowledge you have that you're like,
But only if you've read
comics.
Yeah. Listen to Viewmaster by Sam Sinnott.
Yeah.
This is just a little Easter egg for people.
Yeah, and basically, so this TV show is an alternate universe, basically, where Robert Redford is the president of the United States. So he was Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid. So he's the president of the United States in 2019 in this TV show. And he's done this thing called reparations for the Greenwood Massacre, the Tulsa race riots in the 1920s. Basically, where a bunch of black Americans have been given reparations for stuff that's been done to them by slave owners in the past. And it's created this really kind of imbalanced society where, in Tulsa at least, where the show is based, black people are like the upper class and white people are the lower class, and it's created this really huge racial tension. And basically, 3 years ago, before the show is taking place, all the cops that were in Tulsa basically got shot up by this white supremacist group called the 7th Cavalry, and now they've got to wear masks. So superheroes are back in, and
my brain is already reeling. Yeah. I'm like,
I know. Yeah. So basically, we follow this character named Angela, and she is a superhero, but not a superhero because there's no real superheroes in the show. They're just like regular people that punch people.
Oh, cool.
And she's called Sister Knight. She's like a hot killer knight.
Yeah. Hot
nun.
Killer knight.
No, nun. Sorry, nun. Like a nun knight. Like it's she does that. And
wild.
It's so wild, and it's just all about these racial tensions between these two groups. And then there's also just this whole idea of, like, what else is going on? Because Ozymandias is in the background of this whole show. Like, you see him.
This is Squid Man, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Smart Squid Man. And the show is brilliant. Like,
is
I'm
it actually?
Obsessed.
So this is an HBO show, you said.
Yes.
They do love a big budget, you know, flashy show. Does it sort of follow through on substance as well?
Yeah, I think so. Because it is using this cool medium to, like, bring light to very important issues, obviously, like race relations in America. And also just, it has fun with it. Like, the show is, like, really dark, but there's no, I haven't felt, like, overwhelmed by the sadness of the show. Like, because there are some really sad moments, but it's not like, oh, this is just dark and grim, and, like, this is just too dark, and they're trying to be dark. They're just like, this is just kind of how things work.
I'm fascinated by the like, race, I guess, swapping the positioning of where like racial imbalance is, because I feel like this is a very murky area. I feel like quite often that gets done And it's kind of a cop-out where people are like, oh, imagine if white people were the oppressed class here. Like, what would that be like? I'm always a bit suspicious of that. I'm a bit like, why do we have to tell the story like that? Why can't we be true to the real injustices that we have actually in the world? What does the show kind of do around that, do you reckon, Sam?
Well, it's not like as cut and dry as just like, now white people are like subject, like in the lower class. But it is just telling the story in a way where, like, America actually did reparations for the things that were done. Like, so the Tulsa Massacre was a real thing that happened in the 1920s. And this is just kind of, like, following on from if America actually, like,
imagining
made some effort.
Yeah.
And if this small town, because Tulsa is not even the biggest town in its state.
Right.
If this small city, town, whatever, like, well, it's filled with these racial tensions. So I'm not sure how the rest of America is in this show.
Okay, and
this
so you sort of like get like a microcosm of something. Okay. Well, it sounds really interesting. So if people wanted to watch it, where can they find it?
What's the one that HBO is on in New Zealand?
Is it Neon?
Is it Neon? Yeah, it's Neon.
Neon, there we go.
Or whatever way
also,
you can.
I have one thing before we go. So Alan Moore, the guy that created Watchmen originally, he has slated against every single remake or whatever of it. So the movie and everything. And
so this is the comic man.
Ah. Yeah, the comic book creator.
Comic book creator
has slated everything, like the Watchmen movie, and he was like anti the show as well.
I think I've seen the movie.
Yeah, you've definitely seen the movie. And then the creator of this show, who did Leftovers and Lost as well, was like, well, Alan Moore is like a rock star and he does whatever he wants, so I'm just going to channel him and be a rock star and do whatever I want. So here's the show. Hope you like it, bro.
Has he said anything about it?
Alan Moore has not yet.
Just waiting.
He's waiting to see it all, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
fair
so
enough.
I'm really excited. And go watch it. It's honestly so amazing. Please.
Fair enough. Someone said that it's a very good show. They've texted in to say that they enjoyed it as well. So that's really awesome.
I don't know if you've said this on air yet, but you did say off air, best show of this year for you?
I think it might be the best show of this year for
which
me.
Which is massive. Cool. Like, wow.
There's only
I don't
three
even know
episodes
if I
out,
you,
and
if
I'm still
honest.
So into it.
Okay.
I've made two of my friends watch it, and they're obsessed with it. I honestly think if you believe in superhero fatigue, this show won't give you that at all. It's just good. It's
just great. That's very cool. That's very cool. Remind us of the name again.
Watchmen by HBO. HBO's Watchmen. You know.
HBO's Watchmen. Watchmen by HBO. Who knows? Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks, team.
Viewmaster. Thanks to renews.co.nz. Only on 95BFM.